Good evening, everyone. To open our meeting tonight, Carol, can you please announce the first hymn?
Hymn number 134. I look to thee in every need and never look in vain. I feel thy touch, eternal love, and all is well again. The thought of thee is mightier far than sin and pain and sorrow are. Hymn number 134.
The theme for the reading tonight is Trust God, for He restores and supplies every need. And now the readings will be given by Florence from Georgia.
Thank you. I will read from the Bible, King James Version, Psalms. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Joel. Hear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. Be not afraid, ye beasts of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness do spring, for the tree beareth her fruit, the fig tree and the vine do yield their strength. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. For he had given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month. And the floor shall be full of wheat, and the vat shall overflow with wine and oil. And I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, and ye shall eat in plenty, and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God that had dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and none else. Job. Now there was a day when his sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house. And a messenger came to Job and said, "The oxen were plowing and the donkeys feeding beside them, when the Sabaeans raided them and took them away. Indeed, they have killed the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, another also came and said, "The fire of God fell from heaven and burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, another also came and said, "The Chaldeans formed three bands, raided the camels and took them away, yes, and killed the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you." When he was still speaking, another also came and said, "Your sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house. And suddenly a great wind came from across the wilderness and struck the four corners of the house, and it fell on the young people, and they are dead, and I alone have escaped to tell you." Then Job arose, tore his robe, and shaved his head, and he fell to the ground and worshipped. In all this, Job did not sin nor charge God with wrong. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning, for he had 14,000 sheep, and 6,000 camels, and 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 she asses. He had also 7 sons and 3 daughters. After this, Job lived 140 years, and saw his sons and his sons' sons, even 4 generations. So Job died being old and full of days. Malachi. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And Jesus sat over against the treasury and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury, and many that were rich casting much. And there came a certain poor widow, and she threw into 2 mites, which make a farthing. And he called unto him his disciples and said unto them, "Verily I say unto you, that this poor widow had cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasury. For all they did cast in of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all her living." Jeremiah. Thus saith the Lord, "Cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. For he shall be like the heat in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabited. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaves shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Philippians. Now ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. For even in Thessalonica, ye sent once and again unto my necessity. Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all and abound. I am full. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Psalms. Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. 2 Corinthians. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye always having all sufficiency, but abound to every good work. I will now read correlative passages from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures and Prose Works by Mary Baker Eddy. Love restoreth my soul, spiritual sense. Job's faith and hope gained him the assurance that the so-called sufferings of the flesh are unreal. We shall learn how false are the pleasures and pains of material sense and behold the truth of being as expressed in his conviction. Yet in my flesh shall I see God, that is, now and here shall I behold God, divine love. Mind science teaches that mortals need not be weary in well-doing. It dissipates fatigue in doing good. Giving does not impoverish us in the service of our Maker, neither does withholding enrich us. The Christian scientist, understanding scientifically that all is mind, commences with mental causation, the truth of being, to destroy the error. This corrective is an alterative, reaching to every part of the human system. According to Scripture, it searches the joints and marrow, and it restores the harmony of man. I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work, able to keep that which I have committed to him against that day. For who is so great a God as our God, unchangeable, all wise, all just, all merciful, the ever loving, ever living life, truth, love, comforting such as mourn, opening the prison doors to the captive, marking the unwinged bird, pitying with more than a father's pity, healing the sick, cleansing the leper, raising the dead, saving sinners. If God be for us, who can be against us? If he be with us, the wayside is a sanctuary, and the desert a resting place, peopled with living witnesses of the fact that God is love. God is universal, confined to no spot, defined by no dogma, appropriated by no sect. not more to one than to all, is God demonstrable as divine life, truth, and love. And his people are they that reflect him, that reflect love. Again, this infinite principle, with its universal manifestation, is all that really is or can be. And God is our shepherd. He guards, guides, feeds, and folds the sheep of his pasture, and their ears are attuned to his call. In the words of the loving disciple, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. God is a consuming fire. He separates the dross from the gold, purifies the human character through the furnace of affliction. Those who bear fruit he purges, that they may bear more fruit. The divine law has said to us, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Divine love also rebuke and destroy disease and destroy the belief of life in matter. It will awaken the dreamer, the sinner, dreaming of pleasure in sin, the sick, dreaming of suffering matter, the slothful, satisfied to sleep and dream. Divine love is our only physician and never loses a case. It binds up the brokenhearted, heals the poor body whose whole head is sick and whose whole heart is faint, comforts such as mourn, wipes away the unavailing tired tear, brings back the wanderer to the Father's house, in which are many mansions, many welcomes, many pardons for the penitent. Angels. When angels visit us, we do not hear the rustle of wings, nor feel the feathery touch of the breast of a dove, but we know their presence by the love they create in our hearts. Oh, may you feel this touch. It is not the clasping of hands, nor a loved person present. It is more than this. It is a spiritual idea that lights your path. The psalmist said, he shall give his angels charge over thee. God gives you his spiritual ideas, and in turn, they give you daily supplies. Never ask for tomorrow. It is enough that divine love is an ever-present help. And if you wait, never doubting, you will have all you need every moment. What a glorious inheritance is given to us through the understanding of omnipresent love. More we cannot ask, more we do not want, more we cannot have. The sweet assurance is the peace be still to all human fears, to suffering of every sort. May the great shepherd that tempers the wind to the shorn lamb and binds up the wounds of bleeding hearts, just comfort, encourage, and bless all who mourn. Father, we thank thee that thy light and thy love reach earth. Open the prison to them that are bound. console the innocent, and throw wide the gates of heaven. May divine love abundantly bless you, reward you according to your works, guide and guard you and your church through the depths. And may you, who stood the storm when seas were rough, ne'er in a sunny hour fall off.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer, and then follow by repeating together the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
Okay, Craig, can you please announce the next hymn?
Hymn 361, Trust all to God the Father, confide thou in none other. He is thy sole defense. He cares for thee past measure. Seek him who has thy treasure. Thy helper is omnipotence. Hymn 361.
Thank you.
Good evening and welcome all to the Wednesday evening testimony meeting from the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. Many from around the globe has found this church, and we're grateful for each and every one of them. We maintain a dynamic and active website, plainfieldcs.com. There's new stuff put on the front page, the carousel, frequently. And on there right now is the most recent issue of forum highlights and much more. And if you haven't seen it yet, it's the Star Spangled Banner, like you have never heard it. I recommend you check out that YouTube video. Very inspiring. Every Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, we have a roundtable discussion. It goes out live over the internet as well as our teleconference. For those that participate, they call on the teleconference. It's quite a good discussion. And then we have our church service at 11 o'clock in the morning here. It also goes out live over the internet and teleconference as well. We also have a Sunday school for children. It meets at 11 in the morning, Sundays. It has its own teleconference number and goes out by that number, so children from anywhere can attend. And if your child is interested, please call the church. We'll give you the phone number, and your child will be quite welcome there. We also have a Bible study on Saturdays. We will have another one this Saturday. It meets at 10 o'clock in the morning. The study questions are on the website. Also, we have published and printed our full-text lesson sermon booklet for the month of April, as well as our quarterly for the second quarter of year 2016. They are now out in the mail to subscribers. I will now read from the Church Manual by Mary Baker Eddy, the section entitled Testimonials. Glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Testimony in regard to the healing of the sick is highly important. More than a mere rehearsal of blessings, it scales the pinnacle of praise and illustrates the demonstration of Christ who healeth all thy diseases. This testimony, however, shall not include a description of symptoms or of suffering, though the generic name of the disease may be indicated. And for those that give testimonies tonight, please keep your remarks within 4 minutes so that everyone has a chance to share their offering. And those who are on the teleconference, when you're ready to give your testimony, please press **. That way we know you're ready. And when we're ready here, we will call on each of you one by one by name. And now I'd like to open the meeting to the sharing of testimonies of healing through Christian Science.
Jim
from Arizona, go ahead.
Thank you for the wonderful readings. The story of Job is such a touching one, because it gives us the message of how important it is to trust and follow God. I would like to express my gratitude today for all those in the church who participate in the establishment and printing of the yearly calendar. Today, Duncan Sinclair's message was a very touching one, and it was a very, very important one to me, and I wanted to express my greatest gratitude for this calendar. Thank you.
Thank you.
Pilar
from New York, go ahead.
Hi. Yes, I would like to express gratitude today of my healing that I had last week. I came home on Thursday last week, and just ready to have a quiet evening, and fortunately, it was not to be. I started developing some serious physical symptoms, and I'm not naive. I know what it was. And I text a practitioner in this church, and she agreed to start treatment. However, that night, I was very uncomfortable and could not sleep past 2:30. Got up and continued doing my work as best as I could, and I call out. I didn't go to work, and at a reasonable time, I called the practitioner again and asked her for help. What really clinched it was her very quick response of, "That is impossible." And it was such it was said in such a manner that it suddenly shook me up and broke the mesmerism as I was under. She told me, just go to sleep, and, you know, because I explained to her I hadn't slept all night, and she said, just go to sleep and you'll be fine. So, and it so happened I took a brief nap, and once I woke up, all the physical symptoms passed very harmoniously, and I called her, and I really was very grateful for that quick healing. It was just her response and her quickness that really brought to mind that you know, I'm whole and I'm perfect and I'm the legal child of God. And so I am very, very grateful for this healing, and I want to thank you for this wonderful, wonderful healings, readings tonight. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Shahidat from Maryland, go ahead.
Good evening. I would like to express my gratitude tonight for God's provision. Several years ago, after I left graduate school with a ton of debt and no job, and shortly afterwards I became very ill and ended up in the hospital for several months. It was around this time that Plainfield came into my life. I went to a practitioner in this church to really work with and understand what it means that divine love will meet my every need. And shortly after working with that practitioner, I did accept a job and was able to pay off those graduate school loans very shortly, and even save enough for a down payment on a home. So I just want to express my gratitude tonight again for those excellent readings, particularly that last hymn, 361, and for everything I've been learning through Plainfield. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Barbara or Ken.
Barbara or Ken from Pennsylvania, go ahead.
Good evening. Early in my experience with Christian Science, I had a heavy cold that did not readily yield to my own prayers. Already prideful about calling a Christian Science practitioner, I was reluctant to do so. However, in obedience to Mrs. Eddy's instruction in Science and Health to early call an experienced Christian scientist to aid one when needed, I did call one. The practitioner told me that divine love does meet the human need. I felt the truth of that so clearly that except for a raspy voice, which lasted about a day more, I immediately felt as well as I ever had and full of joy. The cold, though it felt very physical, certainly had to be mental to evaporate so spontaneously, and sincere obedience apparently helped me to be receptive to the healing. Thanks to God for his gift of Christian Science, and thanks to Plainfield participants for tonight's generous readings, music, and testimonies. Thank you.
Thank you.
Luann.
Luann from New York, go ahead.
Thank you. When I came to this church to study Christian Science, I was asked to testify on Wednesday to the great blessings and healings that came from the treatments I received through my practitioner. My response to that was, "There is no way I'm ever testifying. I can't do it. I am grateful, but I can't speak in front of all these people." Even though healing after healing was occurring, and I was deeply grateful to be freed, I was so focused on my own discomfort and listening to self-talk telling me, "You have nothing to say, people will laugh at you," and on it went. But inside, I was so grateful and so full of joy that I found it impossible not to speak. At first, I would go back and listen to the testimony I gave on the recordings posted on the website to hear how it sounded, so I could correct the things I was having trouble with. I sounded like a scared little mouse, so I practiced speaking clearer, and over time, as I gained understanding, I began to speak with more authority. I have found such wonderful peace through Mrs. Eddy's interpretation of the Bible. I was finally getting truthful answers to all my questions. I was seeing the proof in my own life. I wanted the world to know what a wonderful God we have. With the help of my practitioner, I have learned to pray before the meeting, to ask God to use me according to His will, to help me to speak the words He has given me with strength and conviction. I picture myself standing not just in front of the congregation, but in front of the entire world, fully capable and with a strong desire to testify to the ever-growing list of healings that have occurred in my life, my body, my mind, since coming here to study Christian Science and learning the importance of having the right sense of my relationship to God. Every single idea of God has something of value to say to the world. For 1 minute, I felt joy. For 1 minute, I felt blessed. For 1 minute, I did not feel pain. For 1 minute, I smiled because I felt safe. What a wonderful acknowledgement of the power and presence of God. I am so grateful to God for my practitioner and the healings I have received, for correcting the wrong sense I had of myself and all of you. I have learned that we each have an important purpose, as individual ideas, when united, make up the whole of God. I am grateful for everything that Christian Science continues to do to restore me to life. Thank you, and thank you for those readings.
Thank you. Karen from Kansas, go ahead.
Yes, I wanted to say that about 2 or 3 weeks ago, I had to see a doctor. It was an appointment, a regular appointment, a weekly, monthly appointment. I asked our Christian Science practitioner to pray for me. As a result of the practitioner's work, I was so uplifted. My heart was filled with love and peace to a degree I had not felt before. I just loved everyone. When I smiled at people, they smiled back at me. Now I know that if you have God's love in your heart, you cannot be aware of anything negative. We learn here in Plainfield that we must love the weather. So I applied this. We had such fierce winds blowing in Kansas, and everything was so dry. We hadn't received any rain in weeks. I just kept loving the weather and was amazed. Our forsythia bush was blooming in splendor. The crocuses and the daffodils were blooming. The dirt was so dry it felt like sand between my fingers. Last Sunday, we had a gentle rain that lasted for quite a while. I am so grateful for the practitioner's work and all that we learn here. And God does control the weather. Thank you, God. And thank you, Plainfield Church.
Thank you. Chardell from Pennsylvania, go ahead.
Hello. I would first like to thank everyone for the service tonight. The music at 8:05 that leads into the service is such a comfort and a joy. Also, the readings are outstanding. And the testimonies, the beautiful testimonies, thank you. And I wanted to also testify that there's been a shift in my thinking since coming to Plainfield. For most of my adult life, I felt resentment and dismay over the Pennsylvania seasonal time change, especially the leap ahead one, the 1 hour in the spring. A few weeks ago, it came to me that I did not have to experience any reaction to human time. God is changeless, without time or space. My times are in his hands, and that's from the Bible. The realization, not determination, brought me peace, and I have been perfectly content this year with plenty of rest and even enjoying the light while driving home in the evening. I want to thank Plainfield Church for a deeper understanding of God. Thank you all.
Thank you. Linda from Pennsylvania, go ahead.
Good evening. Thank you for the beautiful service. One day I was working with my practitioner for cold symptoms. That night, I turned to my Bible and opened to Psalms. I was not feeling peace, and also my face was hurting. My eyes landed on Psalms 94:1, O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth. Immediately, I realized earlier that day I had an attitude of resentment toward a group of people. This sense of anger and condemnation was not in keeping with the training I am getting here based on Christ Jesus' teachings and Mary Baker Eddy's Pure Science. The psalm did not mean to me that God was going to strike them down, but brought to mind that it was not my job to judge the people. I needed to trust God was perfectly capable of governing his creation, that they were important to him, and he was in charge of their salvation. My job was my thinking and my feelings, like what would I want them to think about me, be thinking about me? I needed to practice forgiveness and expect good rather than misbehavior, basically see through God's eyes. He loves all his children equally. Following this line of reasoning, I felt a load lift and in place a sense of kindness, peace, and goodwill. The pain stopped immediately. The next day, during one of the services, there was a line that was read from the fruitage in the back of Science and Health that read, "Go home and see only God's perfect man. You don't need to love a sinful mortal such as you have been looking upon." I am very grateful for all that I'm learning and for practitioner support. Thank you all and have a good evening.
Thank you.
Day-Day.
Day-Day from Georgia, go ahead.
Thank you. I'm grateful to have learned through Christian Science that there is no loss. And I'm grateful for tonight's readings, which reaffirm this fact. This has been proven to me time and again when I've misplaced something, only to find it again when I stop looking and turn to God. I've learned to trust in God's provision even more through many trying experiences where I seem to suffer a loss in income, opportunity, place, or companionship. I've come to understand that nothing God gives can ever be taken from me, and that what is removed is always replaced by something greater when I trust wholeheartedly in his care. I'm so grateful for this and for each life-changing lesson I'm learning here. Thank you so much for tonight's meetings, the readings, and tonight's testimonies.
Thank you. Mike from New York, go ahead.
Thank you very much for a wonderful service, as usual. In a couple of recent testimonies, I talked about fleeing to the mountains, which gives me time to work on Christian Science and ski. This year I learned that I'm not fleeing anything because my consciousness goes with me. I had invited a retired coach from my daughter's gymnastic club to come skiing, which he did. He asked if it would be okay to invite a couple of cousins, and it ballooned to include a niece and boyfriend also. Things were a bit crowded as far as the living space goes, but they were very kind people, so I didn't worry about it. One thing that I didn't think about was the question of alcohol, which I'm very much against, though I had a dilemma when that came in too. I decided to look the other way. The trouble was that's exactly what I did didn't treat the subject through Christian Science. Morning all, but the original guests were leaving. I woke up with a swollen foot to the point I couldn't get it in my ski boot. Since I couldn't ski, I had plenty of time to work things out. After things got worse and not better, I enlisted the help of a Plainfield practitioner. After thinking that the claim was beaten but wasn't, I started thinking more in material terms, which didn't erase the error, but led me to think that the claim could be of gout, which would make sense since I was really stuck and hung up about the alcohol and diet. Shared this with a practitioner and found an interesting article in an 1895 Christian Science journal, which provided two lines for my thought. Mortal mind can only hold one thought at one and the same instant, and persistent denial in words only without the spiritual thought will not affect anything. Working with those ideas and with the Plainfield practitioner's help, I was able to ski the following day. One would think I'd learned my lesson about ignoring things that are bothersome, but I allowed a residual of the claim to stay in my foot, well, really in my mind. This past week, I experienced the swollen foot again. Thinking about all the Plainfield studies and being exhorted to not be nice to animal magnetism, I renewed the treatment that had originally been fruitful but didn't stop until all belief that this had ever occurred was erased. I am so grateful for all those here in Plainfield who so freely share their experiences to help others grow in the understanding of our loving Father, Mother, God, our loving wife, Shower Christ Jesus, and our loving leader, Mary Baker Eddy.
Thank you. Fairly from Maryland, go ahead.
Thank you. I'm very grateful for the wonderful readings that we had from the Bible and from Mrs. Eddy's works. And it reminds me that I'm very grateful that Plainfield is so good to give us recordings of these sessions and these meetings that we have so that we can go back. And I want to go back and listen to these wonderful readings again. In line with our watch last night, 1 Thessalonians, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. I want just to express my unending gratitude to God and to this church and my practitioner, teacher, and fellow members for saving my life from depression with true Christian Science. I have recently wondered why I am always, fighting back tears when I sing our hymns, attend our services, read the beautiful blessing of words in the Bible, and I realize it's because they are tears of gratitude and joy for what I have found here.
Thank you. Elizabeth from Georgia, go ahead.
I am very grateful tonight for everything available on the website. There is just always something to meet my spiritual need, and it's always fresh, a fresh idea, because the website is always changing and responding to daily and weekly events or issues. The other night, right before bed, I was feeling a bit low, and I just couldn't seem to get out of it. I had my phone on my night table, and I used it to access the website. And I was looking at the carousel, and just one article after the other just helped dispel the gloom I was feeling. Many of these were written by early scientists, some who worked in Mrs. Eddy's home, such as Gilbert Carpenter and Martha Wilcox, to name a few. And the metaphysics in these are so powerful. And I just, thanks to all who work on the website, which is, I believe, a shining light on the Internet and is truly attracting those who are hungering for truth. Thank you.
Thank you. Craig?
Those are tremendous readings. And so very uplifting. I felt like just happiness and joy for now and the future. I wanted to give gratitude for practitioner support. I was trying to be a good parent, and for the last, looking after my son for the last maybe 4 or 5 months, he had an accident, and there were numerous. There was support, but he also needed, he had emergency surgery on his eye, and it was just about done. The last thing was done. I felt relief that he was, and he learned a lesson. But then the bills started coming, but they weren't supposed to. He was covered under my wife's insurance, and so I was kind of sad. There's only one mind. They should know that he's covered under your insurance. But my work wasn't effective. And I called a practitioner and asked for support and said, it's just so logical. It's covered. And I had talked to the insurance company directly. Well, I'm starting to see bills coming in that said paid in full now. So I don't know if they've all come through yet, but they're coming in. I got at least two last week, and it's a wonderful feeling because he was bringing me down, and that's not the right place. Thank God for our church that supports our practitioners' effective work. Mary Baker Eddy.
Thank you. Dale from Virginia, go ahead.
Thank you. I'm so grateful for the teaching which is given in this church every Saturday in the Bible study session and every Sunday in the round table. In going over my notes from this past weekend, I felt overwhelmingly grateful for what is going on here. On Saturday, it was mentioned that this work is to uplift mankind out of the carnal mind and that every right thought helps to purify the atmosphere. And on Sunday, the discussion centered on the explanation of the right kind of watching, declaring the allness of God, specifically handling each claim of error with a powerful punch, and sealing the deal with the power and peace of God's omnipotence. And it was said, and this made a huge impression on me, that doing this work and nothing less is being a Christian Scientist. I've been in Christian Science my whole life, and I've had healings, but I can now clearly see that learning and practicing this scientific work of watching, which was done in Mrs. Eddy's home 24 hours a day, of aligning one's thought with God, losing yourself in Him, and letting Him work, this is what will uplift and revolutionize the world and bless mankind. Thank you so much for the beautiful readings on trusting God tonight, and thank you to each one who is putting God first in their thoughts and in their lives.
Thank you.
330941.
Someone just called in from area 330941. Please announce yourself and go ahead with your testimony.
Yes, I'm Myra, and I want to express the gratitude I have to my practitioner. She got me through an especially eventful week, and I'm so grateful for that. And her continual insistence on depending on God only has been my greatest lesson. And today's reading was just beautiful. Thank you so much for that. Bye.
Thank you. Florence from Georgia, go ahead.
Thank you. Tonight I'd like to express my gratitude for the wonderful relationship between science and health and the Bible, since science and health make so clearly the Bible examples that I've learned to live in my life. The story of this widow's mite, to me, is such a great story about trusting God. This is a widow who threw in all that she had. It shows that she put her whole life into God's hands and trusted that He will supply her needs. I remember how I used to struggle with tithing because I would look at how much I had and then look at the bills I had to pay and then say, oh, well, I really can't do this. And, you know, with that thinking, I was so afraid all the time when it came to tithing. Until I learned that the first fruits go to God. I was doing it backwards. I have to give God first, which means I'm trusting Him. And then after that, I can know with confidence that every need will be taken care of. It wasn't easy. I was very frightened because I was always looking at how much I had on hand until I prayed to God to help me, give me the courage to do what I needed to do. And I started to tithe, even though I was afraid, I started to tithe. And from then came the trust because I realized that I had more in so many ways that met my needs. I am so grateful for this lesson, and this widow's demonstration, it just sends a message so profound. I'm grateful for all the testimonies tonight and for the whole meeting. Grateful to be here.
Thank you. Mary.
I'll read from our church bulletin board. The first two from New Jersey. I am so grateful for the readings of the weekly lesson that Joseph faithfully submits each week. Whenever I feel I'm not fully understanding the lesson, I listen to his reading and then I get it. What a blessing this is. Thank you. And then I sometimes will take an early morning walk, and I too like to listen to Joseph reading the lesson. He reads slowly enough so I can think about each verse. Thank you, Joseph. We have so many good people here who are helpful in so many ways. And then Vermont. Today's solo of Peter's song, When I Found God, from Faith and Peter's CD, just brought me to tears. I've been listening to this CD in the car all week, enjoying the rich beauty of the songs and how spiritually uplifting they are. We are truly blessed to have such inspiring music in our church. Thank you to all who make this consistently beautiful music possible. And then Pennsylvania, the March 13th roundtable was excellent again. It seems hard to get too much help on watching, I suppose because it is so important and challenging. The discussion toward the end of the roundtable on the concept of suffer it out, watches, prayers, and arguments, or seeing it through, can be applied to all prayer and was especially helpful to me. Thanks to all who participated. And this is an email from Wisconsin. The other day I was feeling and probably acting like a Grinch when the thought came to me to listen to the Wednesday night service. To my surprise, the readings were on joy. As I listened to it, the tears rolled down my cheeks. I felt a smile appear, and the Grinch disappeared. Thank you for the wonderful healing website, which is available 24 hours a day, and for the wonderful Wednesday services. And then an email, I'm not sure where it's from. When a minister was asked, "Where should I send my tithe?" he said, "Wherever you are getting fed." He went on to explain that you do not eat at McDonald's and pay for the food across the street at Burger King. I thought that was the most practical answer I've ever heard and find peace in following it. That being said, I would like to send my tithe to your church because it is where I am getting fed most of the time. I love your articles and follow the weekly Bible lessons. Thanks to all. I'd just like to say briefly how grateful I am for this wonderful service tonight. Beautiful readings and wonderful testimonies. A few of you have mentioned this too, but Sunday we had two visitors from Canada, Toronto, and they told us that they have a small group that meets, a study group. I think they've broken away from their branch church, but they said it was kind of hard to get it off the ground, hard to energize it. And then they found our website and began reading our lesson, and they were just so happy with what they found. And the group now is having an energy it didn't have before. And they came all the way to see us, and I was so grateful for that. I'm so grateful for every sincere worker in this church, either here and abroad, everyone working together in unity for this tremendous cause. I thank God for it.
Thank you. Okay, Lil, can you announce the last hymn, please?
Hymn number 280. Praise my soul, the King of Heaven. To his feet thy tribute bring. Ransomed, healed, restored, forgiven. Who like us his praise should sing. Praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him. Praise the everlasting King. Hymn number 280.